must have been a time, not too long ago, but before mass media, when life was lived in small communities or neighborhoods somewhat isolated from the rest of the world. A time when folks could fashion a table or chair, write their own music and play it on an instrument they made. A time when they might build their own house, even, weave a blanket or sew a dress, stitch a quilt. All of this without measuring their effort against the best artisans, the most professional craftspeople, the finest musicians and poets and luthiers across the globe, which is what we do now. When I graduated college with a degree in English and one in sociology, I decided to chuck it all and move to an old farm in northern Wisconsin, then a commune in the Ozarks, and finally ended up in a shack here on the southern end of an island at the western edge of the continent. My newfound career was basically to be a hippie, get myself back to the land and set my soul free, which didn't sound corny to me then, and, well, it doesn't sound corny to me now. What I discovered, trying to escape career and responsibilities, was that hippie-dippy-dom was a hard path, not the laid-back stoner life I'd imagined. The shack was drafty, the roof leaked, dry rot was winning from inside while nature was attacking from the outside. Being a bum is damn hard work. But gradually I learned some survival skills. Carpentry, plumbing, electrical, tree felling, auto repair. I built additions, sheds, cabinets. Learned stained glass to replace the plastic sheeting in some of the windows. Gardened, plunked on a banjo, built a sailboat, and eventually built a new house up on the hill above the shack. Hippie ethics don't demand you build like a pro. They aren't interested in competition against the rest of the civilized world. But every project, every goofy cabinet chainsawed into existence, was a small success. Yeah, a tiny miracle. Relatives shook their heads, guests too. Friends chalked it up to prolonged adolescence. Me, I was a kid with no skill sets, just the drive to live my life on my own terms, half-assed as it was. I'm old now, 75 and a half, as we kids would answer when asked. Occasionally I look at my handiwork over those years and, well, I too shake my head. Good enough was my motto, getting high on getting by. Once in a while now, I find myself slipping into comparisons with, a really good woodworker, or a fine maker of guitars, or a professional boat builder, or a contractor whose houses are square and sturdy. But I resist that with all my slacker might. That kind of thinking is nothing but a prescription for the blues. We live in a world of extreme specialization. Whatever task you undertake, most likely you'll come up short to the professionals, the folks who dedicated themselves to one undertaking, who spent a lifetime perfecting their craft. We hippies don't do that. I didn't do that. In my 3/4 of a century, nearly 50 years of them here on the island, I dabbled in everything from art to music, writing to carpentry, boat building to house building, banjo making to furniture construction, guitar luthery to cabinetry. Was I really good at any of this? Probably not. But I wasn't doing it as a competition. I was doing it for the joy of doing it, even if it was half-assed. So when I play the banjo I made, I don't think, gee, if I only dedicated my life to banjo luthery, this banjo would be so much better. It's perfectly fine. It's handmade by me, and it's the perfect metaphor for my life. There's too much else to do, and now there's just not enough time to do it.